Here's what 7-year-old Ella Smith thinks of dinosaurs.
They're very old and cool and very big.
Ella and her mother, Paige, have wandered into a recreation of the world just before an asteroid struck the planet, destroying the dinosaurs and practically everything else. What unfolds is a preview of the new National Fossil Hall coming in 2019, says Cara Blonde, exhibitions director at the museum.
The new fossil hall will tell the grand sweep of life on Earth over time. This is one little 2 million year segment of that, but it gives us a real window into how people understand science, how they interpret the stories.
And the players on that stage are huge.
Well, we use a couple of our major specimens to kind of as the anchors for the story, and we deconstruct the world that they lived in by looking at the mechanics of how they lived, how they ate, who they lived with, what plants they fed on.
These dinosaurs lived in what is now the arid American West, but then was a pretty tropical place with a seaway running through it. The deltas extending from that seaway turned out to be a perfect place to die, and over time, to fossilize. This explains why the area is so fossil-rich. The uncovered remains document the birds, small mammals, and reptiles that survived after the dinosaurs died off, says exhibit curator Kay Berensmeyer.
Turtles survived. There are many aquatic ones. If they were hiding out in the water, they had more of a chance to do that, to get through. And earthworms, we actually have burrows from earthworms that are just an inch or two above the impact layer.
That layer, which can be seen in a chunk of rock on display, shows when the asteroid hit, triggering a mass extinction. Museum fossil hunters continue to send back what they dig up in the field. Some make it to the fossil lab, located behind glass windows in the exhibit, where visitors can watch scientists as they study and prepare the remains. This is where volunteer Bill King spends the day, sorting through ancient crocodile bones.
It's just really interesting. It's like crime scene investigators, only there wasn't any crime. It's just nature and millions of years ago. And we get to do it all, hands-on, at no charge.
The flowering of the planet after the dinosaurs shows that the Earth is resilient and can regenerate over time. But humans are now driving rapid changes in the environment, says curator Kay Berensmeyer. A global shift in climate is one danger sign. She warns our actions could have serious consequences for life on the planet.
So I think with this knowledge, we just have to be very careful about how we try to preserve the components of our ecosystems today that will allow this future regeneration to continue.
4-year-old Nathaniel Paul is learning that lesson now.
Why do you love the dinosaurs so much? That you always want to watch the shows and see the bones and stuff. Do you have any idea why?
Because I want to learn more about them.
Because you want to learn more about them.
Exhibit organizers hope visitors leave with a greater understanding that creatures like dinosaurs were part of an ecosystem they depended on, just like us. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.